listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Ha ha. I know everybody is doing good this morning because the Lord allowed you to get up this morning. Put breath in this old clay body. And while I'm standing upright, while I'm standing up and horizontal, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise the Lord, give him all the good. I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. Amen, amen. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Our new address is 2855 Brighton Street and Port St. Lucie, Florida, 349-34953. Amen. And with me, with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker. Amen. Say hello to the audience today.
Good morning, audience. Good morning. I am so glad to be back with you. I thank you all for your prayers.
Amen.
I tell you, God is truly blessing. And I just feel rejuvenated.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Sometimes we need that rest.
Yes, Lord.
We get sick, but we lay down and we have to rest because we do so much.
Yes.
But
yes.
I just thank you all for your prayers this morning. Amen.
Amen. And also in our audience, we have another one of our members, our new members. Now you got to say your last name, Ms. Sherry, because I'm hard with names.
Cheryl O'Gara.
Cheryl
O'Gara.
O'Gara. Amen. Praise the Lord. Cheryl O'Gara. The new members of First Church Fivefold Fellowship. And then we have some young folks in the church. Y'all, come on, kids. And they want to say something. We have Elijah, Jeremiah, and what's your name, little baby?
Janika.
Who?
Janaya.
Janaya.
They don't make children names simple no more, do they? What happened to Mary and Bob and Sue and all them? Amen. Y'all say names that we can't, but that's okay. Y'all come in and say good morning to the audience.
Good morning.
We love the Lord.
Amen. Amen. It's good when young folks can come in and say they love the Lord. Amen. Because we need to get some of our older folks to say we love the Lord. I truly believe in giving our young folks the opportunity to serve the Lord because the Lord uses them just as well he uses us old folks. Amen. I'm going to say old folks. But I thank God that it's a pleasure when you got young folks that's willing and able and they really want to serve the Lord. Amen. And so that's sort of like what our topic is. And the topic today is the sole basis of serving and worshiping God. The sole basis. And why do we want to worship God? Why do we want to serve God? It has to be a reason why we do what we do. And I always believe nobody don't do nothing just because they do it. It's always a purpose, and there's always a reason why we do what we do. Amen? Amen. Because I truly believe that. I know why I serve the Lord. That's my story. But I don't know everybody else's story. Everybody got a story. Whatever it takes, whatever God had to do, whatever you had to go through, whatever trial or tribulation that you had to suffer to get where you are now, guess what? That is your story. And I truly believe if you begin to tell your story to someone, then somebody can overcome. So now we're going to have our pastor to lead us in prayer this morning.
Amen. Father God, we thank you for this day that you have made and blessed. Father, we thank you for the hearers out there in the radio land this morning. Father, as we come now and we begin to open up your word, the true word of God, the true living word, Father God, we ask that you touch somebody's heart to receive, to open up, to believe this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, my question for the day is, will God accept all your service and worship that you render to him by anyone? You ever thought about that?
That's a good question.
We know that Cain and Abel, God accepted his offer, but he didn't accept Cain's offer. And we need to understand why God didn't accept one and didn't accept the other one, because God do give us instruction. He do give us the way that we supposed to worship and how we supposed to serve him. Now, we just can't come to God no any kind of way. Now, I know this old saying, well, come to God as you are. So now we need to clarify that statement, because some people think, well, I can come to God flip-flop, short pants, tank tops, and all that. Any job that you work on, any corporation that you work on, they have a uniform code. They have a dress code. Even in school, the kids got to dress somewhere. They can't wear the turtlenecks. They can't wear certain colors, because certain colors represent certain game. So now why I got to come to God looking any kind of way? Why I got to come to God, worship God any kind of way? Why I got to come and give my service to God any kind of way? So there are some things that God just ain't going to sell. So we need to understand that that come as you are does not mean your appearance, but will mean what state that you're in. No matter if you're a drug addict, an alcoholic, homosexual, a lesbian, murder, child molester, whatever situation you're in, then you come to Christ that way. Then only Christ can clean you up. So now, let's look at our chapter today. Let's go to Matthew chapter 7, and we're going to read verse 21 to 23. And it says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? In thy name have we cast out devils, and thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I knew you, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. So now, why do we want to worship and serve God? What is your story?
Wow. That's a powerful testimony. I want to worship God because I believe in who he is.
Yes.
I believe in the glory, the having the peace, mm-hmm. wanting that inner peace mm-hmm. within. It means so much to me, because even when you are out there in the world, you are so confused. Mm. You're going back and forth. Mm. Even though you're hanging out with your friends, you are, you know, you're doing whatever you want to do. It seems like there was something more to what was going on that I was missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of it was because I was raised up in the church as a little girl. My mother and my father took me and my sisters to church with them. And, you know, believe it or not, I was probably like these kids here, you know, not knowing what was going on in the church. But I was just there.
Yes.
You know, kids sit there, they fall asleep. But you know, that word that is being brought forth, that is going, it penetrates those children.
Yes.
And when they grow up, it's as if, you know, when they stray away from the church, it's like they may not stray too far out there, but they come back to the first love from what they know, how they were raised and taught.
Yes.
So I believe that that word was always a part of me to want to serve God.
Yes, yes.
So now that I've come into the realization of what it really means to worship and to serve God, that means I want to give God my all in all.
Yes, yes.
I no longer want to suffer. I no longer want to live in torment. I no longer want that kind of a lifestyle.
Yes.
I want to be able to reach people who are lost.
Yes. Amen.
And bring them to the love that I know about.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Now since we have a new member that ain't too long joined the church, and I think that'll be a good benefit that she can speak her mind and say why she want to serve the Lord, because there may be somebody else out there in the audience maybe on the verge of not quite made their mind up, or don't know which way to go, or looking for the right answer. So, Sister Sherry, now what's your story and why you want to serve the Lord?
That is such a great question. Wanting to serve the Lord, I've always wanted to serve the Lord. And the basic reason on a personal note is because He is the creator.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so due unto him. And growing up and going through different trials and tribulations, such as cancer and different things, God delivered me from that.
Yes.
And if we really put into perspective who the Lord is, then why wouldn't we want to serve him? Mm. Look at how he provides for us on a daily basis. Look at how he gives us instructions to those who listen and those who believe. And what I get from that is that he will take us through anything, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And because we can do all things, it doesn't matter what we face. It doesn't matter what we go through day to day. We have to understand that he is constant. He is ever so faithful and so just to help us and to heal us and to be with us. And even those times when we feel that we are so alone in this world, we just have to remember we're not. Because he's always there with us. So the reason of why do I want to serve him? It's just because he is. He is, and he always is. There's no reason. Sometimes people may say, well, Apostle, I want to serve him because of what he did for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say, well, that's great. But also I want to serve him not just for what he did for me, but because of who he is.
Amen. Just because of who he is.
Just Amen. Because. That's Amen. Right.
And my story is a little different because although I was brought up going to church, but I so strayed away and I had no intention whatsoever of serving the Lord. My mind was made up that I was going to do what I wanted to do. And while I was in the world having such a good time, having some good fun, then I didn't want to stop doing what I wanted to do. I maybe somebody else out there the same thing. But my life was good. I was having a good life. I ain't go through too many trials and tribulations. But then I just found out that something was missing. No matter what I did, I still was not satisfied. No matter how much alcohol I drunk, I still wasn't satisfied. No matter how much money I had in my hand, my pocket, I still, something was, seemed like it was a hole, like it was a vacuum somewhere. Mm-hmm. And like the more I tried, seemed like the more I started feeling less like a human being. I just felt like, you know, I would do things and all sometimes to mask that what was missed. And that's why a lot of times we do that. When we go through stuff, sometimes we are act out, but yet we are still lonely. We act out, but yet we are still sad. We act out, but we are depressed. We act out, but we sad. We act out because we don't have no happiness. So sometimes we do things in order to compensate for what's missing. Now, what Jesus was saying is that everyone who gonna say, Lord, Lord, ain't gonna make it into heaven. Now, when I first read that scripture, I said, man, you know, how can as somebody who truly confessed that they are serving God, but then if you look at it, and the key thing in that scripture is who do the will of the Father. That's gonna separate the ain'ts from the saints. Because everybody ain't doing the will of the Father.
No, they're not.
You got people in the church ain't doing the will of the Father. You got preachers preaching the word ain't doing the will of the Father. You got people prophesizing ain't doing the will of the Father. So now then they go and say, well, we prophesize in your name. But see, here's what we got to understand. Being good ain't going to get you into heaven. I hate to bust somebody bubble this morning. I don't care how many people you feed. I don't care how many clothes you give. I don't care how you help somebody. But if you're not serving the Lord, you ain't going to get in heaven.
According to the will of God.
To
Amen.
The will.
Amen.
So now I'm prophesizing. Oh, God's going to use who we're going to use now to get his work done. See, this thing we got to understand. And like we go to churches. There's a lot of demons in churches. There's a lot of devils sitting in the church. And the pulpit too. I'm being keeping this real. There's a lot of demons. There's a lot of unclean spirits coming to the house of God. But I know when somebody come in, they are searching, they are hurting, they are looking. So now,
Apostle, there's a lot of a lot of pain. I've always said that mm-hmm. you know, people who are doing the will of God, and I'm talking about leaders this morning. Mm-hmm. they have a lot of issues.
Yeah, they do.
That they're battling with mm-hmm. themselves.
Yep.
And unless you come face to face with your issue.
Yes.
And say, Lord, here I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know, help me with this problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I lust after women. Help me to deal with my lust. Yes. How can I be broken from this lustful spirit?
Mm.
So we wow. have to, in actuality, begin to seek God for that weakness
yes.
in our life.
Yes.
But then there are some people that don't want to let go of the lust.
Come on now, this show
don't. They want to carry that lust, and they want to have the wife sitting here on the first row mm-hmm. looking like, you know, the my wife. This is my wife. This mm-hmm. is my trophy.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's so many other women that you having eyes on in the congregation mm-hmm. that they want to take the place of the wife because of the lies that you're telling them.
Yes.
You know, what's really going on here?
Yes.
We got issues, and we're trying to preach the word of God
mm.
instead of facing our own issues and dealing with them, having God to save us.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be saved this morning.
You know, Apostle, you know what's ironic about that? The pastors are doing that. Now, they get other people to get to heaven, and they're going to hell.
Oh, yes, there is.
There's something wrong
yes,
with that.
Yes, they
are. I mean, you know, you saving other souls, but you losing yours.
What about your soul?
What about your soul? Now, Sister Sherry, I heard you said that you had cancer. You know, and I know a lot of times when people start going through stuff like that, they lose faith with
mm-hmm.
God.
Mm-hmm.
So what kept you in your faith when you was battling your cancer?
Well, I'll say this, whether battling cancer or just for someone who's seeking the Lord right now, that they need to know that you must have a relationship with God. Some people say, well, how do I enter into heaven, or how do I seek God, or how do I know when he's speaking to me? And the answer to that is by having a relationship with God. When we take that time out and actually recognize him and worship and praise and all those great things that we do, but when we take the time out to actually go into our prayer closet and acknowledge the Lord, then he's going to direct our path. He's going to show us where to go. He's going to begin to speak to our spirit man and kind of guide us. And that's a missing thing.
Yes.
I believe, Apostle, that is a missing entity that so many people, they say, well, I go to church. You know, I put my time in. I got mm-hmm. my time card mm-hmm. in. So God, you see, I'm here. But then there's this song, it's called One Day Christian. You're a one day Christian. You're Christian one day a week, and the rest of the days you're back to your normal self. But then we have to understand that we're accountable.
Yes.
We are accountable.
Yes, that's right.
And just to go back to your question, Chief Apostle, what kept me while I was going through my cancer? I was 5 years old. That was 35 years ago. And the doctors did give up on me.
Mm.
35 years ago, they didn't have some of the great technology had now.
Mm-hmm.
And what kept me, honestly, was a prayer life. And I'll tell you this, I'll share this with everyone, just like you talked about, Apostle, you know, depression that some people go through mm-hmm. and different things like that. I learned that as long as I kept my spirit man happy and kept my eyes on God, that I didn't need all of those things that they offered me in medicine. I didn't need their medicine because
mm-hmm.
God was my medicine.
Yes, amen. Yes,
and
amen.
And that only comes through having a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So even though some people say, how do I get there? You just have to trust and believe and know that once you get into that prayer closet, you just have to, it's something that we have to make happen.
Yes.
And
yes.
it's going to take our time and effort to do
yes,
that.
Yes, amen. And see, after what you're saying about relationship, if you look at the scripture, then there's no relationship in there. Because if you got a relationship with Jesus Christ, then now he going to know who you are.
Yeah.
But since they didn't have a relationship and they was doing things in his name only, you got a lot of people just doing it. This for a show. This to say, hey, you know, I know I can prophesy, I can lay hands. But yet and still, they didn't have no relationship.
Amen.
So because of the relationship, Jesus said, I don't know you. I don't care what you said in my name, but there's no relationship. So we got to have a relationship with the Lord.
A lot of times, Apostle, too, people do things out of gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They have a gift to do things. They have insight. They, you know, God will show them. But to say, do I have a relationship in order to make a difference in mm-hmm. somebody's life? You know, the devil can prophesy.
Yeah, he can, because he prophesied to Jesus.
The devil can lay hands on people.
Yeah, he do, because he know the word.
He knows the word, yeah, just like we know the word.
Better than we do.
So it's up to us, just like Sister Sherry and you were saying, mm-hmm. you have to have that relationship with God to know God for yourself, because the healing is not in man, in the power of man. The healing is in the power of God.
Yes, it is.
Talking is cheap.
Yes, it is. Come on. Come on. Come on, Apostle.
Your actions have to line up.
Don't you make me shout in this studio.
Your actions have to line up with the word of God. Mm. Because the devil can lay hands and heal in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But just like you say, when you go before God, he say what? Lord, Lord, I know you not. Depart from me.
Depart, get away from me. Mm, mm. Ooh.
It's going to be a whole truckload of false prophets.
Yes, it is. Pastors.
Pastors.
Teachers.
Teachers. All of them going straight to hell.
Straight to hell. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Going to hell in the name of Jesus. Because they ain't serving him. That's the problem. We got to understand, if you want to be a servant of Jesus Christ, you got to give your all in all.
Amen.
You got to surrender everything that you got, everything that you have, everything that you own. You got to give it to the Lord.
That's right. It's called relationship.
You got to have the relationship.
The relationship with him.
You got to spend some time in a relationship. You can't have no relationship if you don't spend no time.
Amen.
Even in marriage, you got to spend some time to have a good marriage. You got to spend some time, and the person need to know who you are, and you need to know who the other person is. So on that day, when Jesus said, on that day, when y'all stand before me now, all you prophets and pastors and teachers and people lay hands and all that, when y'all get up there and say, Lord, we did this all in your name. Mm-hmm. No, but you didn't serve me.
My God.
And I like what you said. On Sunday, you're a saint on Sunday, and you're a devil during the week, raising hell all the way until Sunday morning. And some people get up Sunday morning still raising hell and come to church bad attitudes. Come to church looking ugly. Come to church. Got malice and hatred in your heart. Come to church. Hating your own sister and brother in the church. Come to church. Won't you speak to your own sister, your biological sister or father, because you mad with them? What kind of mess is that? And you're going to stand before God?
My God.
So now you're not serving God, because Jesus said, I love everybody. In spite of what you did, I still love you. I don't care what you did, I still love you. All you got to do is to ask for forgiveness, live a clean life, and I love you. Standing here with my arms open, waiting on you, I know you're going to mess up. That's okay. So this is what we got to understand. How do we worship? And now, tomorrow Sunday. And I guarantee you, somebody going to get up and ain't going to have all the attention in the world to come to church. And ain't gonna make it. Mm. Somebody gonna call and say, let's go to the mall. They gonna get up, and I got a headache. But see, sometimes we gotta learn how to press your way through in order to get that relationship.
Amen.
You know, nowadays there's a lot of religions that contradicts the will of God.
Oh, come on. Come on.
It contradicts the will of God. The word is simple.
It's too simple.
You know, we have to, as people, learn how to worship and serve just from reading the Bible and asking God to give us an understanding of what this word is really saying to us.
Yes.
Because these religions are teaching things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's in the Bible, but they are teaching it the wrong way. It contradicts the word and the will of God.
Okay.
And a lot of people are being blind. They're blinded because they don't know.
Mm.
They don't know the true word.
I don't say they don't know. I say they don't take the time to read and find out. because a lot of things that I was taught when I was growing up that I found out was false. Like they say, women couldn't preach. And I believed that for a long time until I read the word for myself. And you can't find that, and I want somebody to call me and show me in the Bible because Jesus said a woman can't preach. I ain't find it yet. I know what Paul said, but Paul wasn't talking about a woman couldn't preach. He was talking about the situation that was going on in church that he had to get the handle on. But yet man took that doctrine and tried to use that to control the women in the church. They talking about, well, ain't no such thing as a women apostle. Who you think Mary Magdalene was? She was an apostle of Jesus Christ, his disciple. Anybody got any problem with that? Here's my number, 561-718-2361. And we can discuss that. Call me. I don't have no problem with it. So it's a lot of things that we hear and that we didn't read because the preacher said. We get people come to church every Sunday morning and don't even take a Bible. Don't write down the scripture what the preacher's giving you and go home and study for yourself. I just don't take nobody's word. I got to read it and get my own understanding.
Amen.
Through the Spirit of God. Oh, amen. It's tight, but it's right today, folks. So now, tomorrow is Sunday, and we're going to worship the Lord. And one thing I know about First Church Fivefold Fellowship, we worship the Lord. We speak in tongues, lay hands, deliver, cast out demons, whatever need to be done. Some churches won't even allow you to speak in tongues. I went to a church one time in Tallahassee, Florida, and told me I couldn't bring no oil in the church. But they let the wrong pastor in the pulpit. Because I ain't the one. I'm going to do what the will of God says. Come on, somebody. Amen. Oh, don't y'all get me started in here. Because I don't, you know, it's a shame the way we do at the house of God. It really is. But when we serve the Lord and worship him in truth, then the Holy Ghost will come in like on the day of Pentecost. They was all on one accord. Worshiping God. Boy, I wish I could have been there. What a magnificent scene.
Well, today, our house cannot be on one accord because we got so much chaos going on up in the church. Come on.
That's why. Don't invite me to the church because I'll scream your house out. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what a pastor's supposed to do. And some pastors need that. They need people coming to church and say, look, man, you ain't doing it right. This is what needs to be done so that the Spirit of God can operate.
Can flow in the church. That's right.
We need the Spirit of God to come in and operate. It's not by my will, but by the will of God. Oh, this is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship, along with my lovely wife. I thank God that the Lord has healed her, Apostle Betty Whitaker and Sister Sherry, a new member of the church, and my young kids, Elijah, Jeremiah, and Niger.
Janiah.
I get it right one day. Come see us tomorrow. 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. Call me at 561-718-2361 and we'll give you direction. Now we're getting ready to go. Get ready to say our motto. Here we go.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. One thing that I know, what we said today, the devil is mad.
Oh, yes, he is.
Because ain't nothing he can do to get me upset that he don't try every time I say that. He tried to make me mad, but it ain't worked yet. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just love the Lord. I don't know about y'all.
Jesus.
I'm going to serve and worship
every day.
We love you
out there in radio land.
Y'all be blessed.
Hit us up. Have a good day.
Hit
us up. Call us. Amen. If you have any questions or if you think our teaching is wrong and we're not teaching the truth, then call us.
561-718-2361. And that is my personal cell number. That's Chief Apostle number. Call me. And we can sure have a good discussion. I ain't gonna argue with you, but we'll discuss the word of God. I don't bait it, but the word is the word. And this is why we call this the true word of God. Because we speak nothing but the true word of God.
Jesus.